tell you, with them men, I lost my voice and I was praying today. I said, Lord, don't leave me now. And while I was praying, before I get started, and we all good, can anybody tell me if the Lord has spoke to you?
Amen.
No. See, so everybody don't know that the Lord talks to them. And some folk have never experienced the Lord talking to them. Amen. Is it anybody that the Lord has talked to you? In the last, I'm not talking about no prophecy from 1836. I'm talking about in the last 48 hours. All right. Before I get started, let me just, Miss Marilyn, can you give me what the Lord said? Can you say it?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and can you say it real brief?
Yes.
All right, that's all I need.
Taught us about using scripture with prayer, and I was praying, and God just said, "Turn the music off," and I need silence because I'm a rambler, you know. I'm never quiet, and you know, when I had some times of silence, He just said, "Sacrifice." That's all I kept hearing, you know. And sacrifice meaning, you know, I need to fast more, you know. I was a little convicted about that, you know, sacrificing and other things that are rather, something I got to deal with.
Don't go there.
So,
go there.
Yes.
Stay with sacrifice.
Amen.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Somebody else. All right. And I'm trying to get some folk I ain't never heard say nothing. I'm just being honest with you. I know some of y'all, Lord, talk to y'all all the time. So I'm trying to get some folk I haven't heard. Amen. I'm just going to be honest with you. Yeah.
Amen.
Just, and I need to be brief because every minute you take, I'm adding five. So now you go ahead and talk as much as you want to now.
I'm going to.
We'll be here.
Well.
Go ahead.
Recently, because of all the things that we've been going through in my family, well, God told me to encourage my family. And that's it. I'm not going to say anything.
Amen. Amen. The Lord told you to encourage. The Lord told her to sacrifice. Amen. All right now. All right, one more, Miss Katie. Whatever the Lord told you. Now I need to hear you.
Do you believe?
Now watch this. I'm so proud. This is so powerful to me in terms of what I'm about to say. That, see, sometimes, and don't nobody take this wrong, because I don't know what God told you, amen. But sometimes when God's talking to you, He don't talk a whole lot. So when you got a word that's God, like, okay, now some of that, because see, God can say something in one word that literally has more power than a whole conversation, because it's an anointed word. I'm trying to get somewhere here, amen. So God is teaching us how to hear from God. And when you get a word from God, you got an anointing on your life. Can I go right here? I'm trying to get you somewhere because I'm going somewhere. See, it ain't you are anointed. You can get an anointing. Oh, come on. My assignment is to teach. Amen. My assignment is to teach us according to the word of God. And when God gives us a word, He's already impact that word. Amen. And that word is already anointed to do. Now I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. Because see, if we learn how to get something from God, you are anointed. I had a message and I taught a little while ago. It's called learning to do well, or anointed to do good. But I was studying and the Holy Spirit took a thought and reversed it and gave it back to me. Doing good is a anointing. Oh, I'm going to preach this right to you here. I didn't say it was an anointing. Because see, so many people calling things anointed when we don't really understand what is the anointing. The anointing is not something, it's someone. And when you get the nature of that someone, you are anointed. So doing good is anointed. Let's work with it a little bit, amen, because I want you to get this. Because see, some of us think our doing good is because of my character, my degree, my... Doing good is an anointing. Because see, somebody can do something and can't do it. Oh, you better hear me now. You know how you tell them, do that again. I can't do it again because I don't know how I... See, that's why they say the art is repetition. You got to learn how to do good. I'm a Leroy. This is where we're going to go. Be still. Just a little while. Hold that question. If you still got it when we get finished, we know we're doing good. No. Let's go. Acts chapter 10. We got this text. But see, you can't exhaust a scripture. No, and see, I'm of the persuasion by everything in me that I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I mean, I really, that's your pastor's heart. I don't care nothing about theology, no degrees. I don't care nothing about, I respect all that. But it all going to boil down to, is there anointing on this? Because an anointing is what break the yokes. An anointing is what certify or qualify the grace of God to be upon your life. So if there's no anointing, all the degrees and all my history has no relevance if it didn't amount up to I'm walking in an anointing. Because see, I can have a degree, I can have a tag, I can have a title, but I lost my... Come on, church. And we got a whole lot of folk walking around with tags and titles, but they done lost the... So now that disqualified the title. So it's not the title you want to keep. You want to keep the... Because when David and them moved that ark... Oh, I can work with you right here. And you know, and Uzzah, and I really, when I read the text, I thought they dropped it. But the Bible said it shook. Come on, somebody. Have anybody been shook and you lost your anointing? Yeah. Come on, you better get with me up in here. I'm going to preach this right. Because see, you can get shook and cause you to lose your anointing. He didn't say you fail, because that was somewhat semi-qualified. I let it go because I failed. But he said, no, user, the ark shook. Can I... I'm trying to get us what... See, you can't... Watch this. Help me, Holy Ghost. You can't just take theology and think you're going to walk into a manifestation. You got to keep the grace and the growth and the continuity of development increasing to walk into a manifestation. So you can't get one word. Even though I got a word, I still got to stay in the continuity of that word for it to manifest into the fullness of what he's capable to do in me, through me, and for me. I got a word, I'm gone. But I don't even have a revelation of the word I got. The word I got don't got me. Paul said, I want to be apprehended by that which has apprehended me. See, I know I got a word, but I ain't let the word get me. I just got it. See, that's why some folk lose their anointing. Because all they did, they got it and they felt good about it, but they didn't stay until the word became something in them. So I got to keep pushing us because we're getting blessed. We're in the blessed place. We're in a season in our life that God's doing some things, but you got to stay in that press. You know, when you get to be promoted to whatever position, you don't get to go back. You got to operate now from this place. You can't go back to the old place no more. You can't go back to the old habits no more, because your promotion automatically quantum leap you to a new dimension. So now you got to operate from this place. If I get a blessing, I got to, that's why the people, when they hit the number and the young athletes go get All that money, they lose it. Why? Because they never learn how to operate from this place. So they still live here, but their pocket is up here. See, if you'd have trained me and taught me how to handle it from here, I could have kept it when I got it. But the only understanding I got is from back there. So even when I spend, I go to the place back. I don't even feel comfortable going into the big place because I ain't never been trained how to go in there. God said, what I'm going to give you, what I'm going to take you to, what I'm going to show you, you got to know that it's an anointing that's going to keep you. You better hear me up in here. I'm not going to bless you and you think you're going to live like you used to. You're going to operate like you used to. You're going to do it like you used to. No, you better understand and get this anointing. Because this anointing is going to keep you in the place I'm taking you. Is this going to make any sense to anybody? Can I work with this? In Acts chapter 10, are you there? Let's go ahead and begin. Yeah, yeah, I want you to catch this. Because see, this is in the spirit. Some of us done already got our blessing. Watch this. And some of us done even lost our blessing. I could be a week or two late. Because if I don't know or didn't know how to keep it, I thought it was just in the blessing. I thought when I got whatever they gonna give me, that meant I had something. No, 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 child of God. That's not what it meant. See, take, and I got to see it. I got to know how to take it. But then I got to learn how to keep it. I don't want to be a one-time wonder. I don't want to only get it and then all you see me, if I didn't take a picture, you won't even know I ever had it. Or I got to walk around with a picture in my pocket to tell everybody I used to be a, man, that picture 15 years old. You don't even look like that no more. And the question is, can you go back and get it again? I want to know, was you anointed to do that? Am I working any bit? Look here, look here. Acts chapter 10. Are you there? He said, Acts chapter 10. Look at verse 37. I'll start right there. That the word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God, what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about what? And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was what? So now watch this. And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. See, he wasn't doing good until what? God anointed him. So it wasn't that doing good was his grace. It was the anointing. He couldn't go about doing anything until he was. See, don't think the anointing is just for you to walk around and utilize it against somebody and on somebody and for somebody. Now, the anointing you need to do good. See, you can't do good without an anointing. And watch this. I can't compare my efforts and my productivity to the world because the standard is different. See, what he's saying is I can't do good and keep my grace, my anointing, and my character. See, because good will elevate you to something. You know, when we start doing good, the first thing rises your soul. Because guess what you want to do? We used to this. We need to celebrate. Come on, somebody. Because I just did good. But I can't celebrate and keep the anointing. Meaning that if I do celebrate, I got to do it under the criteria of a man or a woman of God. Have you ever seen a Christian say, well, you know, we need to go on and take a drink or two. I know we saved, but we just did good. Come on, somebody, help me now. I had one brother, you know, my friend, he had a baby. And you know, when a baby, you go, you smoke the cigars and you drink a little. I say, doc, but look, I'm saved, man. Now, I mean, we got to come up with another plan, but I'm not finna go get drunk with you just because you had a baby. But he said, no, let's go set, you know, because you might. I said, Doc, let's just get real now. After that baby get here and she here, I got to go ahead and live. And I got to give an account what I did last night. Amen. So I'm anointed to do good. Now, don't worry about if you're smoking and drinking. Just let God deal with that right now. I'm just trying to tell you, we got to be anointed to do good. See, at least let's call it what it is. I ain't there yet, but at least I know it ain't right. Don't tell me you're doing good and you're smoking and drinking because you ain't anointed. Come on, y'all. It ain't my standard. It's God's standard. And I'm not going to badger no denomination and no other affiliation who say you can. Because there are some that say you can drink and smoke and still be. Come on now. Don't. But that's not how we're going to do it up in here. Amen. We're going to go according to God's standard. Because I want to keep the anointing. Amen. Now let's just least and see. One, can I just throw this in paraphratically? Pair of somebody. Just put a pair together and listen to what I'm saying. But can I put this in here? See, some people, I don't care what you're doing, what challenge you got, don't ever call it right when you know it's wrong. At least be honest to say I'm wrong. Now, I know I need to, you ain't got to tell me I'm wrong. I know the rules just as well as you do. But it's different if you ever say it's right. Now, you at that point, you become in fault with God. God can deal with your sins and help you grow into grace. But don't ever say my sin is God. See, that's where the church is at now. They trying to pass sin as being godly. But God love everybody, so homosexuality is not a sin. Man, that's a sin, Doc. Now just say that's how where you at. But don't say that's how God doing it. Because you got too many people trying to believe God. Now God ain't going to deal with me no more than he deal with you. Homosexuals, smoking, drinking, lying, they all sin. But let's all be honest, I'm wrong. That's all God asking for. Just say you're wrong, man. I ain't mad what you do. We all got to grow up. We all going to, you know what I'm saying? But don't ever say it's godly. Because now you're in opposition with heaven. You can't alter the rules because of your affections. Amen. Let's just be big enough to say I missed it. God can still work with you because we all have missed it up in here. Y'all look good and you smell good and everybody dressed up real well. But we all unmissed it. And we all in here on the grace of God. So that ain't no mystery to the church. But what's a mystery when you start telling me my sins is okay? Now you got me wrestling with my God and my faith. Amen. So we're not going to go there. Amen. So he said that, watch this. He said that God worked miracles. He did things in Jesus' life and he taught Jesus how to do good. See, the church back then in the book of Acts, this was the demonstration or this was the beginning of the power of God in the church. See, because listen, this is where we got to get back to, saints. I don't care what your degree is, what your whatever is. If we don't have the power of God, we are useless in the house of God. Because it's the power of God that break them yokes. If you ever been in sin, it ain't you sitting up there talking about who you are going to get you out. You need a scripture by the authority of God to deal with the works of the devil to bring my soul back in subjection. Yeah. Amen. So I need anointing. Yeah. Amen. Amen. This is what I can work right here. But this is where a whole lot of counseling get off. Because folk be up in there 3-4 hours talking, just wrestling with each other. And nobody break out with the anointing. See, how is that mean? How God anointed Jesus. Amen. Now go to Isaiah chapter 1. See, God anointed Jesus. God anointed Pastor. God anointed each and every one of us. We're walking in an anointing. What are you trying to guard? Why ain't you smoking? Why ain't you drinking? You got heaven. Come on, church. Let's get down to business. You got heaven. If you die right now, you're going to heaven. So why are you not doing all that stuff? Because I want to protect the anointing on my life. I don't want the Spirit of God to live. Amen. You know what's keeping you from going out there drinking and all that? It's the Spirit of God upon you. It's the grace of God coming. If the Lord wasn't with you, guess what you'd be doing? Come on, church. Don't act like we don't know. We'd be doing everything he saved you from doing. You know, what's the name of the song? And I don't drink no more. I don't smoke. No. It's a song. Something, something, something. My old man is new. My hands are new and my feet too. And I changed from old. Well, whatever it is, they were talking about, what is it? They were saying, whatever I didn't do back then, I don't do no more. But what that song is really saying is, because of the anointing, it took me from what I used to do, and now I don't do it no more. My hands is new, my shoe too, and all that. But whatever was happening, God changed me. But if I ever let the anointing lift, I change again. You know, see, sometimes we make the Bible so complicated because we get real spiritual. So let's get around real practical. You know when you was ever walking in victory from whatever you like to do, your flavor. Come on, now, everybody had flavor. You know, like the ice cream store, everybody got a little flavor. And you know whatever your flavor was, whether it was smoking, drinking, sexing, whatever your flavor was. Come on, somebody. And when you met the Lord delivered you from that flavor. So now you're walking around, walking in victory. But you notice when you stop doing the Lord, when you stop going to church, when you stop praying and stop reading, guess what come back up on you? Them old flavors. You know in Genesis chapter 17, Exodus, where they was talking about Moses, and Moses and Aaron then was up on that mount, and God and Moses told Joshua, go down there and fight them folks. And Joshua said, I'll go do what you said. And while Joshua went that way, Moses went up on the top of the mount. And the Bible says that while Moses was up there, that when Aaron and Hur came and beside Moses, and every time they lift up his hands, Joshua won. And every time they dropped his hand, Joshua lost. So I can imagine Joshua down in that hole looking up. Stay up, baby, stay up. Because every time their hands was lifted up, that meant they was in prayer, in worship, and the anointing was available. But every time they dropped their hands, Joshua down there take a whooping. So the Bible says, and his hands stayed up, and Joshua prevailed. Well, what he's saying in the pragmatics is, practical is, as long as you keeping your devotion and your worship and your spiritual attendance online, you keep victory. But you ever notice when you stop coming to church, when you done got mad with folk and whatever happened, and now you don't read your Bible, now you ain't studying no more, guess what you start doing? You start breaking your neck, you're dipping and tipping, come on. Because what happened, the anointing that keeps you from doing that, lift it. Now this ain't no ghost busting, it's practical. So now that we understand how to keep the anointing and what the anointing is, four, now I'm learned that I'm anointed to do good. See, I ain't doing good because I do good, because my soul want to do bad. But I'm anointed to do good. Oh, you better come on, church. See, you ain't got to tell me when you doing bad what you ain't doing. I can tell you you done left off some practices. Because that's how the anointing stays. So when you start, it's evident that you ain't been with him. Because as long as you stay with him, the anointing stays on you. In 2 Kings, we know the scripture says, 2 Kings chapter 6, he said, for last master, it was borrowed. See, the anointing is borrowed. You don't get to walk around with the anointing unless you do good. Oh, come on, church. See, there's an anointing that borrowed, according to 2 Kings chapter 6, but then there's an anointing that abide, according to John chapter 15, amen. He said, for I am the vine, you are the branch, if you abide in me, come on, somebody. So there's an anointing that will abide, there's an anointing that's borrowed, but then there's an anointing that remain, that you may bear fruit and that your fruit will remain. Oh, come on here. So listen, as long as you stay in, see, you can't get a word and run. I got a word and I'm gone. I'll be back after I work that word two weeks, 2 months. No, you're going to lose what you did get. Because he said, if you abide in me, he didn't say dwell, visit. He said, if you abide in me, so that means if you stay in me, if you keep me and you going, you can walk in this anointing. That's how you stay in victory. But if you come and visit and you go and you come and you, the anointing go and come. That's why in between your travels, you done slipped and fell and Because the anointing comes like that. Y'all looking at me strange. I tried to give it to you. I want you to make sure you got it in your Bible, in your mind, on your paper. Go to 2 Kings. I want you to see this. You got to see it. Because see, if you don't understand how this is operating, I've discovered that it's a whole lot of people that got scriptures but don't know how to apply word. No, it's not negative. Nobody never taught us how to apply word. They just gave us word. So we got tapes and shelves and books, but nobody know how to use them. Nobody know what they're really used for. So now what's happening is I'm wondering, how can I be a loser when I got all these notes? I got all these tapes. But my question is, do you know how to apply them? Do you, as the scripture said, understand thou this? Do you understand even what you got? Or are we just collecting? Or do we think church attendance is how we get this anointing? Because we got to be anointed if we go to, if it's church attendance, because we all here. But the question is, how many of us here are still defeated in some? Come on now. So then it's got to be more than coming to church, even though prerequisite is you must come. Because if you don't come, you can't overcome. And if you don't overcome, you'll never become. So you got to come. So if you don't come, you can't never overcome. Overcome what? Overcome the things that the enemy would try to use to destroy my life, keep me defeated. So this is where I come to learn how to overcome the things that overcome in me. But until I overcome, I can't become. You can't pay a bill until you get a job. Well, let's say this. You can't pay a bill until you get some money. See, I can say a job, but some folk don't do it like that. Some folk just go get that money. So let's just say use it to the currency factor. You can't pay a bill until you get some money. Come on. Now. Then some folks, yeah, we won't go there. Because some folks, you illegal exchange. But I'm saying legally, you can't pay your bill. Come on. Yeah, I got to help some folks. Because see, people just, they just go to the next level. Well, see, that's how folks wrestle with God. Because now there's some people can get their bill paid without no money. But you know that ain't God. Come on now. Let me help you. I don't let the devil get away with nothing. Because see, if you don't get your mind renewed, and have you ever met somebody that just always had another answer? I mean, I don't even care if you're telling them the right answer. They still talking about it's another way. And you like, doggone, I see why you all messed up. Why don't you just go and accept the will of God? Now, it's another way. It's got to be another way. That's a prideful, rebellious person. Because when you really look down at the root of their issues, they don't do nothing they're supposed to do. Because everything they always looking for their way instead of the way. So they always talking about another way, because what they really said, I'm not doing what you're telling me. Why we need another way? Everybody else going this way. Can I? This is in the heart. And if we don't get our hearts right, church, you can come in here every day of the week and still never make no changes. Because it ain't in your heart to change. You wait until I say something you want to hear. You ain't waiting to God tell you what's right. You ain't hearing that. It's only right when you amen it. God say, how long will I have to, you stiff-necked, rebellious generation. He said, how long am I going to wrestle with you? I'm feeding you every week. I'm telling you according to the will of God. See, it ain't even, you can't deliver yourself. So I'm giving you the power of God, and you refuting that. Only to go back to the basement and still wrestle trying to figure out what I told you I can get you out. Are you in Isaiah? You're in 2 Kings? Oh, well, that's where y'all at. Let me get over there. 2 Kings, don't worry about it. I got the devil cornered. You know I love to say that, because that means I got each one of y'all locked down. I got the devil cornered. Because there's some devil in all us. Devilish. You ever seen some devilish folk? Deep, yeah. No, I got to get the Bible says it's a little devil in all us. I ain't calling that one of y'all no devil, but I'm talking to the devil that's in you. So I got the devil cornered. Don't you think I'm slow. But watch this. Let's prove point at hand so we can go forward. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6, it says, and the sons of the prophets. You already know. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. Anytime you hear the preacher say 2 Kings chapter 6, he always means he's starting at verse 1. If I ain't give you a verse, that's just being intelligent enough to know it's verse 1. That's just a principle of preaching. 2 Kings chapter 6. If I don't give you a verse, start with 1. Come on, y'all. Boy, I see we got a crowd here tonight. Father, let's go. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. Now watch this. Because see, I can preach this here. I can preach this right, though. If I don't get nowhere else tonight, I can preach this right. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. And he says what? And the... Stop right there. See, that's indicative of the mature ones. He even gave the title to let them identify themselves instead of separate from the members, the people. He said the sons of the... So I'm talking to an elite group of, come on somebody. This is the next level, because there's a difference between assembling and gathering, right? There's a difference between membership and discipleship. We got a whole lot of members, but we ain't got a lot of disciples. So don't think he's talking to everybody all the time. That's why he lets it be known who he's talking to. Because if I say all the disciples, everybody don't get up. Because listen, because a disciple is one that's a student of the word, want to be taught and disciplined by the word, and committed to the word. So I lost some folk. A member is just one that come to church. No obligation, no commitment. I ain't signed up for nothing. Ain't nothing I got to do. I'm not responsible for nothing. I just come in to enjoy what you do. I ain't got no pencil, no paper. I'm just here. Come on. Do you think words don't mean nothing? So when he began to talk to the members, there's no requirement. There's nothing expected. It's just, I'm glad you're here. You're glad I'm preaching. We're going to have a good time. But a disciple is one that's supposed to be here, and they come to be a discipline. That's like if I go to the gym with my brother. I don't go to that gym, just sit on the bench. And that's a member. I got a membership card right now. I'll never go. I'm just a member. That machine ain't discipling me. It ain't make. See, discipleship is making sons. That machine ain't making nothing on me, because I don't go there. So all I am is a member. They got my name on the roll. I pay my fee. They tell me where the building at. I don't do nothing with it. No, let me help you now. We got church folk that's just members. Ain't no commitment in Bob. I come. I know what you do. You told me what time you're going to do it. I'll be there to hear you do it. No, it's nothing expected, because I'm just a... But now we got some disciples that act like members. Because a disciple is one to say, I'm committed to you. I'm responsible. Matter of fact, give me something to do and I'll be there to do it. Matter of fact, anytime you're doing something, I got your back. That's a disciple. Oh, I lost a few folk now. Because the disciples say, when you're doing, I'm with you. When you're teaching, I'm learning. When you're going, I'm going, because I want to be made. That's why they were called the 12 disciples. But you know, there's 1,000 folk out there. But he didn't call all of them. He called them members. The body. The multitudes. Come on, church. Let's understand what we're doing. But let's deal with the prophets tonight. He says, and the sons of the prophets said unto Elijah, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too what? We already got a problem. They said, the place we at is too straight, man. Too many rules. I mean, this ain't big enough. I got a great vision. Some things I want to get done. I don't need to go through this process. I'm anointed right now to do everything God told me to do. They said, we ready to go, man. Let's get, where's the, what are we going to do? He says, too straight. It is too straight for us. Let us go. We pray thee. Unto where? Why, you want to go to the promise? I'm just got in school. They told me where my locker's at and everything. Where's my degree? Your degree? What happened to the class? And oh, we ain't into all that, man. Just take me to the office and let's go sign this paper so I can get my degree. This going to be too long for me. No, doc, you got 3 years to go, man. 4 years before you get that paper. Matter of fact, you in a meteor, you in the developmental class. Your degree won't even start until you knock that off, brother. You got to prove that you even degree capable. You ever went to school and they told you? I was upset the man told me that. He said, son, you got to go down there and it's going to be a year and a half before we get started. I said, year and a half? What do you mean? He said, you got a few developmental things we need to knock out. I said, oh, man, if I got to do a year and a half and then do four, man, forget it. I'm going for what I know, man. I can't be up here with that. Because I wanted to go straight to the... How many of us don't want to go straight to the vision, straight to the dream, straight to the ministry? Why you think God got us here? And the problem is, I didn't even know I didn't know. I thought I had it. I did, because I was serious when I went in there. I even gave my money. You know, if I knew you told me that, I would have gave you that money up front. I told you, look, Doc, hold that and let me get back. Put that back in my pocket and I'm gone. I paid that man my money because I thought I had something. But when I got there, I found out the rules were not what I thought they were. And because I was not mature, I did not want to submit myself. So I snatched the stuff like I had an attitude. I done got an attitude with the man and they rules because I don't want to play. As if they had a problem. They didn't have no problem. I had the problem. I was not qualified yet. And neither did I want them to teach me anything. So what I did, God grabbed my little stuff like I had a little tantrum. Well, they said, now that's the way, sir. I went to the wrong door. I'm so mad, I hit the door like, boom, and the door didn't move. You know, I had to turn around all humble. She said, no, sir, it's that door. Only to get in the car and the Holy Ghost dealt with me. I mean, he dealt with me. Because he said, you told me you wanted to do it, but you didn't know what it cost to do it. And now we had it set up. I even blessed you with the money. And when they told you what it cost, you... This is where we at right here. Can I preach this right? No. Some of us, you better pay your cost. Because you got to get anointed to do good. You just can't do good. That's why doing good ain't prospered you yet. You ain't walked in it yet. You can't manifest nothing yet because ain't no anointing. You just done went on and I'm going to the class anyway. Your name ain't on the road. You just going to make them do something for you. Verse 2. Stay with the text. And we got some folk like that now. Sitting up in... You just going to anoint me. But watch the... Can I mess with this text a little bit? I got him. Watch the Father. He said, let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam. And let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. Go ahead. See, watch this. I can't stop you from doing what you tell me you're going to do anyway. You don't need my amen if you're not submitted to. So the wisest thing the Father can do is say, go ahead. Why? Because I'm hoping now the lesson will teach you. The journey going to teach you something that I couldn't because you weren't hearing me. When God tells us to do something and you refuse to obey God, God say, go ahead. I'm not going to wrestle with you. That's in Matthew chapter 19 when they approached Jesus and said, Jesus, the Pharisees trying to deal with divorce, and they come to him and say, Jesus, why is it that you can get rid of, talking about Moses, and he said, how he can get rid of these people like this? And Jesus said, in the beginning it was not so. But he said, I permitted that because of the hardness of your heart. You're going to do it anyway. Why am I going to waste time wrestling with you when you're going to do what you want to do anyway? Just like you do with your children. I told you, baby, don't do that. I told you. Mom, you don't know everything. You ain't been young. You ain't been. You know, all you can tell them, go ahead, baby. I mean, what you want me to do? Go stand in the middle of the door? No, you can't go. You better move. Now they done hit you and all that, have cussed you out and slapped you trying to get out the door because it's on them. I was talking to one of the pastors. I'm not putting out no names or nothing, but I was talking to one of the pastors, and the brother said something to me I'll never forget the rest of my life dealing with people. He said he had a brother there, and the brother was ready to go. He said, I tried to help the brother, tried to get him right, and the brother still was ready to go. He said the brother had go on him. You better hear me. Some people got go on them. They gonna go, I don't care what you talking about. They got to go and come back before you be able to teach them. Before you be able to help them. Because they got go on them. And you got to learn how to get out of God's way and let folks go. And your assignment is to make sure you keep staying under the anointing, be prepared so when they come back, you can bless them. But you can't stop a person who's got to go on them. That was a powerful word to me as a preacher because it helped me learn how to deal with people because my heart is so tender, I want to help everybody. But you can't help somebody that got go on them. You can't help somebody that's bent on doing it what they want to do. You just can't help them. It ain't like you don't want to help them. They ain't going to let you help them. So if they got go on them, you're going to have to let them or you'll lose them. Y'all are messing around getting one of the biggest altercations it's going to be. Because they feel like you're violating them and taking something from them. Are you with me? He says, verse 3, and one said, be content, I pray thee, that we will go, that thy servants, and he answered and said, I will go. They asked him now, could go with us. He said, I'll go. So he went with them and they came to the Jordan. They cut down the wood. They went to do what they was talking about. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head what? Fell into the water. Now we're going to see what you're working with. Because wherever you're going, you're going to run into something. Come on, somebody. And if you ain't anointed to do good, you got to call somebody that got an anointing. Oh, come on, come on. You understand what I'm saying? You better hear me. If you won't let God make you. Come on. Can I scratch my head? Go to Mark right quick. Mark chapter 3. Boy, I'm going to show you a scripture. You better take it with you, all you preachers in the house. That's everybody in here. Can you take this text with you? You know I'm always going to tell you, you got to come back next Tuesday, so don't worry about it. Look at this text. Look at this text. Mark chapter 3, verse 13. I ain't tell you verse 1. I said verse 13. So that means don't look at verse 1. Mark chapter 3, verse 13. Are you there? Say amen. Amen. Look what this text says. This is a powerful text. I mean, really, this is a ministry powerful text because there's so many nuggets up in this word. Mark chapter 3, verse 13. It says what? And he goeth up into a mountain, talking about Jesus, and called unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. You know, as a pastor, I used to train to teach the pastors. You know, a pastor going to a city, you don't go into a city and think people going, everybody coming to you. But there are certain people that are there ordained to be with you. But watch this. Some folks just need to hear your voice. No, 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 you better hear me when I'm talking to you. Some folks just need to hear your voice because look what the scripture says. And he goeth up into a mountain and he what? Called. He didn't go down. He didn't send. He called unto them. They wasn't even up there, so they had to hear him. He calleth unto them. He calleth unto him whom he would. Meaning, he didn't call everybody, because everybody ain't trying to hear Pastor Tanner. Some folks say, that's all you're blessing on. Some folks say, man, that's the devil over there. I mean, I got to be mature enough to understand the difference. I celebrate those that say it, and I celebrate those that don't. I'm not going to get caught up with either group. because I got to keep it all about him. But I won't be a fool to think everybody going to like me. So he calling unto them whom he would. Watch this. And what? And they came unto him. Anybody preaching, anybody got a ministry, a business, once you get to praying and speak out to God, God will call, people going to hear your voice, your product, your whatever, and there's a group of people waiting to patronize you because they ordained. Boy, you better hear what I'm saying. Listen, you don't, watch this, verse 14. And he what?
Ordained.
12, that they should what?
Be with
him. Nah, stop right there. Everybody come to me ain't coming to go have a ministry. Now, I'm not busting nobody bubble, and I'm not, watch this, because when he called them to be with him. There's a work that got to get done, and God give you people to do the work. Everybody ain't coming to go do a work. Everybody can't be anointed, then we wouldn't have a church. Everybody ain't going out there to do. There's some people that's ordained to be here. Now that's church. Because he had to qualify that to separate them before everybody came and said they was going. I'm going to be here a little while. I'll need you to do whatever. Then I'm gone. That's not the operation. Then how would the operation work? Watch this. Look at the next verse. I mean, look at the conclusion of that verse. He says, and he ordained the 12 that they should what? Be with him, and that he might what? That he what? No. Read it real slow. He ordained them to be with him that he
might.
Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. See, based upon your cooperation and your qualification, it will determine if you would preach. Because the next level is what you got to develop before you go. It's not a, and let me help the preacher since we're here. Preaching is not the message. Preaching is your character. Everybody in here got a message. All them tapes we getting away, all, everybody got a message. But what qualifies the preacher to preach is their character and their submission to the preacher. This is how we get. Paul said, I was made. Whatever you're trying to become, whatever ministry, God brought you here to make you. So you can be the businessman, the businesswoman, the successor, the entrepreneur. But you got to get made, because I got to get anointed to do good. I'm not just going to do good because I go.